Hey y'all, welcome back to Tapping Out. I'm Tim.
Mario.
Mar, so we've had quite a bit going on in the wrestling world over the past week or so. Definitely a very hot week of wrestling. What do you think?
No, it's especially in AEW.
Yeah.
WWE, not so much. We'll definitely talk about it, but definitely in AEW wrestle. It's been a great past couple weeks.
Absolutely. It's been a lot of fun, kind of what's been going on the past, especially AEW. So I mean, and we'll get to, some other stuff that we're going to be doing over the next couple weeks, but how about we jump into AEW right now? Because I want to talk about Revolution, because I'm still floored on how good that was.
Yeah, no, probably my favorite wrestling pay-per-view of the year so far. Arguably one of the best AEW pay-per-views I've ever seen. There was, definitely some highlights, Takeshita, Osprey, the main event, obviously Sting's last match. I know you're really excited to jump into it, so I'll let you kind of get started, but what'd you think?
I mean, first of all, if you have Jeff Jarrett in a match in the pre-show, that's always a good thing, having Jeff Jarrett in a match. Unfortunately, he took the loss yesterday too in a in the street fight on Collision, but always good to see J Double F around. But I mean, we start off with a real pay-per-view with Christian Cage winning. And I mean, what more do you need? What more do you need to start off a pay-per-view than Christian Cage winning? I mean, this guy just operates on another level. When you think he can't get better, he gets better.
Shout out to Nick Wayne as well, man. I know when he first came up, we weren't that high on him, but ever since he's joined the Patriarchy, man, he's been on a whole nother level as well. He's
Yeah.
been really good. And the fact that he's only what, 18 still? 18 or
It's
19, whatever he
incredible.
is, man, he's got a bright future ahead of him.
I've told you this off air, but I really wish people would talk about Nick Wayne the way they talk about people like Tiffany Stratton, Daniel Garcia. Nick Wayne's awesome. Like, what are we doing here?
I think he's better than
And
both of them.
I agree. I agree. Especially his Wayne's World finisher is always so clean. He doesn't bobble on the ropes like other people do. So, but yeah,
So,
that match was so much fun.
yeah, I mean that match was good. I'm not going to get into the whole card. I'm just going to
No.
kind of hit the points that I really enjoyed. That Osprey Takeshita match. One of the best matches I think I've ever seen, and that's
Same here, dude. Same here.
we've seen a lot of matches over our life. I mean, Osprey, yes, people know that this guy is good. He has critical acclaim, is regarded as one of the best wrestlers in the world. But man, Takeshita really showed out as well, man. This guy is on the same level. He's on the same level as Osprey.
I agree. I agree.
And he honestly doesn't wrestle enough, and when he does, man, he shines. I mean, that match was just incredible. The back and
Yeah,
forth, the spot with that suplex, where Osprey or whatever that move
Oof.
was, where Osprey hit his back on the corner
That was intense.
of the ring, man, his back was messed up. But I mean, but I mean, just the way it was like an art, the way they were just going like back and forth.
That's such a perfect way to describe it. It was like an art form, which, like you said, Osprey, I wasn't 100% familiar with his work before, AEW. I really didn't watch a lot of New Japan, but he looked fantastic, and he even, I think, might have been outclassed by Takeshita, because Takeshita was on another level.
No,
Just
I totally agree. He,
when you put those two in the ring, magic's gonna happen.
and hopefully, with the inevitable Osprey face turn at some point, which he kind of already is faced, but when he kind of goes
Yeah.
off on his own, I hope we see a lot more of that too.
Exactly. Give us more of that. That would be so much fun. They're setting up, kind of skipping ahead, kind of with or Osprey. It looks like they're setting up him, Danielson, which is going to be a whole lot of fun at Dynasty, I think it's called, in April. That match is going to be off the charts too.
Yeah. It's gonna be a good match. Brian Danielson just doesn't really excite me too much anymore, but I know the match itself is gonna be good.
It's Listen, we talked about this off air, and you had mentioned that, listen, if Uncle Tony Khan is putting on a pay-per-view, he basically made it so we have to order it. It's like it's a must.
And we're gonna get into this right before we jump to WWE, but anybody that wants to criticize AEW, I don't understand it. There's a lot of things that you could say about Tony Khan and stuff, but man, the guy has been on his A game recently, and the fact that people still hate on him is unbelievable to me, because I know there's a lot of WWE fanboys out there. But AEW is the better product right now. I don't think there's any argument.
Which is actually pretty alarming for WWE that they're going to WrestleMania season and AEW's got all this momentum.
Yeah, no, it's and
So,
that's we'll talk about that, but that's definitely an issue.
yeah, we'll definitely. We'll...
I hope all this money you spent on tickets
Yeah.
it better be good.
Yeah, just a heads up, we will be going to Wrestle quick aside, we will be going to WrestleMania. We have our tickets for nights one and two, so I'm looking forward to that. I know, dude, that's gonna be so much fun. Just as like a little quick aside, but
Yeah.
oof. We'll jump into more about that later though. What do you think?
Yeah, and then we had, the triple threat match with Samoa Joe, Adam Page, and Swerve. That match, I was a little surprised with the outcome, but once they kind of announced that Sting was the main event, it kind of made sense to me why they had Samoa Joe win. I was actually a little more surprised too. The match itself was okay. It was fine, but unfortunately it came after the Takeshita Osprey match, which the one critique I will say about AEW pay-per-views are is that they always seem to have like a banger match right before the big main events, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like
And
some crucial.
if the main event doesn't live up to the match, like it seems more of like a disappointment, because it seems like it seems like the main event, obviously that triple threat match, it would have to have done something incredible to be able to live up to that Ospreay Takeshita match. But Swerve's gonna have his time. It didn't make any sense for Swerve to win the title on, if it's not gonna be the main event. And
Yeah,
he
it's
was
got to
gonna
be
be
his crowning
outshined by
achievement.
Sting. He's gonna be outshined by Sting. So it was a solid match. But it wasn't like the next match we're gonna talk about.
Quick on that. I mean, I've been driving the Swerve train for a long time, so when he finally wins the world title, I'll feel very validated, but it needs to happen soon. I'm hoping, it can be a thing where it happens over the next few months because his work, he deserves it. By the way, shouts to Unhinged Hangman Adam Page. Him being unhinged is the best character for Hangman. Just
Yeah,
being a lunatic and only wanting to see Swerve lose. But that led us into the main event, which that main event was so good. And I mean, listen, it's they let Sting go out in a great way for him, a way that kind of honors him. So I thought that was pretty cool. Having his sons there too was pretty cool. And the one in the Wolf Pack.
And on that point, I just want to make a quick point on that. Uncle Tony, say what you want. When it comes to doing like a some sort of like, I don't really know the word, not like memorial, but some sort of like honoring of somebody who's leaving or something, he does it better than anybody else. That intro with Sting sitting in the movie theater alone, kind of just like looking over all of his highlights over his career, it's like super emotional, kind of
It
watching
was,
that.
yeah.
And like, and only Uncle Tony could do something like that. WWE, they do it well, but Uncle Tony's at a whole nother level when it comes to this stuff. It's like the Owen Hart tournament, and it just it was really emotional. And I'm not even the biggest Sting fan. Like, I'm not gonna pretend like, oh, like, I've been watching Sting his whole career, but I appreciate, the mark he left in the industry. It's one of the greatest wrestlers of all time,
Yeah, and one of the best careers, WCW, TNA, WWE, AEW, not many people have done that. So, it's really, it was cool to see Sting go out that way. And like you said, he just treats it with so much reverence, Uncle Tony, people's careers, which is really appreciated as a fan. And that match actually exceeded my expectations by quite a bit. That match was awesome.
that spot with Darby, you know, falling, you know, throwing himself into the glass. My God, I've never seen anything like that before.
No, that was a moment that was one of those moments, and it kind of sounds cliché, but like I'm not gonna forget watching that moment. Like, that was
And
insane.
shout out to Darby too, man. You know, we've had our ups and downs with Darby, but my God, this guy, and I'm kind of worried for this guy, man. The bumps this guy takes, man, this guy is gonna have a really short career if he keeps taking bumps like this. But you know, the impact he's gonna leave is something like I've just never seen. I mean, how many people are willing to do a spot like that? Probably not many.
No.
And you know, I know people want to say, oh, AEW is kind of like a combat zone wrestling or ECW, they go too extreme. You can say that in some instances, but I love it. You know, barring the guys who actually get hurt, I love it. It's different. I think WWE is way too conservative at this point in the thing, where it's like, they can barely even show blood without freaking out. You can't even flip off the cameras without them, without them shutting down the stream. Like, there's, you know, I don't disagree. There should be a balance because, you know, AEW does go a little hardcore sometimes, but I'm not going to complain. And I don't know why anybody would complain. It's entertaining, you know?
And like, listen, it's not like they're Well, I mean, I was gonna say it's not like they're doing it every week, but they did put Mark Briscoe through a flaming table last night. But listen, it's not like they're doing crazy glass spots like that every night. That's, you know. And
And you know
listen,
what
it was
you
a
want them to remember it. You know, I mean, they create moments that you're always going to remember, just like that Swerve Adam Page match, that Texas Death match. I still remember that match because it's like, holy crap, like that was insane.
That was
And that glass, I'll never forget that. I'll never forget Darby going through that glass
No,
ever.
just seeing Darby afterwards, his back was insane. And like, listen, they had safety coordinators there too, so they did every proper precaution. They had safety measures, they had stunt coordinators, they had more medics right there,
Owen
and
Tart.
they had a plan. They had a
Oh, well,
plan. If Darby couldn't continue, they had an audible for the match. So they did everything they needed to make sure that they could safely do this as safely as possible.
and I don't want to hear anybody, any WWE fanboy, talk about safety when it comes to the WWE, and especially when Vince was in charge. I don't want to hear anything. I'm not going to get into it, but you do not have a right to say a word when it comes to safety.
Absolutely not. Yeah, we could, we could be on here for 3 hours talking about the just hazardous company Vince McMahon was running. But
And it's like, and these guys are willing to do it. Uncle Tony is not forcing them to do it. You know, they want to do it. So I don't see a problem with it. If it's not your cup of tea, you don't have to watch it. But don't go online and start making all these negative comments about it, because a lot of people do actually enjoy it. And competition is a good thing. I this is kind of getting into like an
Absolutely.
AEW kind of rant, but you want AEW to be on top of their game because it forces WWE to be on top of their game. Kind of a random thought, but you remember, was it like, I don't even know, 5 6 months ago when they both had their shows go on at the same time? Was it on SmackDown and Collision, I think, right? We're both on a Friday night. Both shows were fantastic. Or was NXT? I think it was NXT and SmackDown, or NXT and Collision, whatever it was. But both shows were phenomenal. We got the Undertaker at the end of NXT.
That's right.
So,
Yeah, that was, and you're right. Competition, listen, I don't think anyone wants to go back to when they were pouring like dog food on Roman Reigns. That
no.
like nobody wants to go back to suffering succotash, stuff like that. Like, nobody wants to go back to that. And guess what? If there's no competition, WWE can just do whatever they want. And
And
people are going to
look, and look
watch.
at right now. Look at right now. Look at what they're putting on right now with competition. You want AEW to go away and have WWE have a monopoly again? You think Raw is boring now? Ooh, you wait until they have no competition. They really don't care.
I was going to say, Raw's already a chore to get through. Instead of me starting to fall asleep at 10, it'll be 9. I mean,
and I just have I have one more point. I don't know if you have anything else on AEW, mm-hmm. but I would just say shout out to Sting as well, and actually shout out to the Young Bucks. I think
yeah,
you told
I'll,
me that you
I'll
read
give
that
credit.
That they were both arguing backstage before the match about, you know, both teams wanted to lose. And it just shows you that even in Sting's last match, the guy was still willing to put somebody over.
Yeah.
It'd be nice if other big names in the industry had that same kind of mindset, which
yeah,
you know who
but
they are. We don't need to get into it, but
oh yeah.
But you know
oh
who
we,
they
yeah,
are.
We could once again we could spend hours on that. But yeah, shouts to Sting. Other than that, anything else AEW want to touch on?
No, just it's a phenomenal product, and anybody that thinks otherwise is clearly wrong right now. I'm sorry.
yeah, they're cooking.
They're hating
and
to hate at that point. If you're saying AEW is bad right now, you're just hating to hate. And like I said, if you don't like it, don't watch it. But don't go on there spewing negative comments about it, because it's a really good show right now.
It is, and you know, they got a tag tournament coming up, and we got Sasha Banks debuting next week, or Mercedes Moné
on my birthday,
and then the week after. Then the week on your birthday, yeah. What better birthday present? Uncle Tony's giving
Pizza?
You a banger on your birthday.
Pizza
oh, yeah,
and
a
Sasha
little,
Banks.
Nice little New Haven style pizza and most Mercedes Moné. Can't complain about that, bruv. And then
All
also,
right.
just real quick, in a week and a half, we get Adam Copeland versus Christian Cage in an I Quit match.
Glad you brought that
like,
up. I don't know why I forgot about that. That match is in Toronto too. Dude, that crowd is going to be insane.
Yeah.
Please, Uncle Tony, I know you're never going to listen to this, but if you can get a third hour for Dynamite, please get a third hour for that match. That match needs an hour. Commercial free, preferably.
So let's see. I'd say combined between us, we probably have between computers, TVs, phones, probably like 10 screens, right?
Yeah, I would say.
Uncle Tony, I promise you, all 10 of our screens we'll throw it on to get you the ratings. If you give us that third hour, or you give us, I don't even care. Just give us hour two commercial free, the I Quit match. And I promise you, Uncle Tony, we will be watching.
And Christian Cage will win this match. Edge
Yes.
wanted to come out and say, like, oh, you know, I'll make you say I quit. Well, I'm pretty sure the last I Quit match that you had, Edge, or Mr. Copeland now, you lost. So
that's what I feel like. That's a match we've watched quite a bit for the memeing of it with
Michael
Cole
Cole.
like freaking out about Dominic and all that. That's speaking of Michael Cole and all them.
Yeah. So now it's the now it's getting in. Now it's getting into the show that I'm not as excited to talk about.
Yeah.
WWE, man, it's bad right now, man. And once again, I know we're going to have people that's going to say WWE is the king and AEW is terrible, mm-hmm. but I'm sorry, WWE, dude, these past, at least definitely these past couple Raws. Oh my God, dude. I mean, we both work for, full-time jobs. We're tired.
Yeah.
You know, we get up early. We have long days, but we should not be falling asleep by 8:40 that night.
No.
Because I feel like it. I mean, it's painful. It's painful mm-hmm. at this point. I mean, how many times are we gonna have to see Nia Jax? I mean, these random matches that they're just putting together, and it's and even the matches that they're building to towards WrestleMania. I'm sorry, you cannot get me excited about Judgment Day versus Awesome Truth at WrestleMania. You can't. You know, especially last year when you had the Usos and Kevin and Sammy, you go from that to Judgment Day and Awesome Truth. You know, Becky Rhea doesn't really excite me. Like, I like both of them, but Becky's been in the main event scene so many times. She's had WrestleMania matches so many times that it's just the same old stuff over and over again. And even the big, you know, the big storyline of the Bloodline with The Rock and Cody and now Seth in there. It's just these segments that they have on SmackDown. The 45-minute one they had last week was okay.
That was, yeah.
It was solid. But this one we had this past Friday was so boring. It was, I mean, sorry, I've been kind of rambling. I'll let you kind of jump
no,
in.
No, it's okay. No.
But I just.
Speak it, man.
just the fact that, you know, me, you, and Amy are going, and we've each spent over $1,000 each on tickets alone, not to mention the cost of the hotel and other stuff. I just want to feel more excited to go.
Yeah,
And
I know.
let's be real, the only thing currently, I know they haven't announced a lot of stuff yet. The only thing I'm like super excited for is to see Drew win the title in front of
Yeah, which
fans.
needs to happen. Which needs to
But
happen.
other than that, you know, is the Cody Roman thing gonna be awesome? Yes.
Yeah.
Do I want them to build it up better and feel more excited for it still? And they only have what,
Yes.
3 weeks?
Yeah, which is
They need to
crazy that we
really
have
pick it
WrestleMania.
up. But I'll let you jump in a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, like, listen, I love the WWE. We both grew up watching the WWE. And listen, I want them to do better. I don't hate this company, but I hate the product they've been putting out recently. I just, listen, okay, yes, you're giving me Drew in the main event, and I love that, but you're gonna make me sit through 2 hours of just complete trash for a good third hour? Like, what are we doing here? Like, and then by that point, I'm already mad, and I'm like, really? That you could have done the first hour, so I could have, kind of zoned out, but no. And it's just, how many
And
more,
even in the
like,
main event, even in the main event, let's say, you know, it's always a combination of, you know, Drew, which I have no problem with, but Jay, anything related to anything close to the bloodline, the ending of the matches are always the same. So it's a good main event, but you know, Solo and Jimmy are right around the corner every
yep.
single time. And how many times do you have to see them interfere until you're like, well, I mean, it's the same thing every week.
Yeah, I just don't like predictable storytelling. Like well, that's a lie. I like it if it makes sense,
Yes.
but I just don't like the same thing week in, week out. It's just come on. Like thank God the Judgment Day isn't opening and closing every Raw anymore, because I was gonna lose my mind and bash my head against the wall. But I mean, it's But like, and that's not to say, listen, I'm excited for WrestleMania. I'm pumped for it. If you guys
Yeah.
see us there, definitely stop over and say hi. But like, there just needs to be more. This company has the pieces to do that. Like, I mean, come on, like, what are we doing here? They've got talented guys, they just and girls they just don't use. Chelsea Green's on main event every week. Chelsea Green's on main event. Meanwhile, you have Tiffany Stratton just burying Naomi in 3 minutes. What are we doing here?
And then you want to shove Nia Jax down our throat every week, and then you want to have people say, "Oh, she's been great since she's come back. Please stop." And
No.
you notice that the best moments of the show is when we get somebody like Ivar in a match, you
Yeah.
know, and this guy can't even get into the Intercontinental Tournament.
Which is insane. But JD McDonagh's in there? JD McDonagh is in
And
there?
this is something that pisses me off about this company. JD McDonagh.
Yeah.
JD McDonagh is horrible. He's trash. And he gets in the match. He's not gonna win it, but it's just a point. Somebody like Ivar, who's been putting on bangers every match, throw the guy a bone. At least I know he's not gonna actually win it, but throw him a bone. At least
Wait a
put him in the
minute.
tournament.
Guess what? Guess what? Who's gonna put on a better match? I'll guarantee it'll be Ivar. I can guarantee that'll be Ivar.
And it's just the storylines, like I said, it's just not interesting. And then they'll have these, you know, long segments with like Cody and Seth that'll go on for, you know, 20 minutes or whatever, 20, 30 minutes. And it's just really the same stuff over and over again. And then after 30 minutes, we'll get JD McDonagh versus The Miz after. And it's like I just have to watch a 30-minute segment. I finally get a wrestling match, and you give me this garbage.
That's absolutely true, and it's pretty sickening. It's pretty sickening. I mean, what are we doing here? Like, I will say, I want to kind of, I am not happy with the product right now, but there are a couple shining lights, and those happen to be down in NXT. I mean, Dijak Joe Gacy feud was like, Dijak
Pay
one
the
of the best
man.
wrestlers in the company. He's one of the best in-ring performers in the company, and I don't know what they're not seeing.
Dude,
I don't know.
that moonsault in that asylum match off the top of the cage, dude. Dude, the guy's like 6'8". and could do a moonsault like that.
Yeah,
you got guys like, what's his name? Who's the one that screwed up the was it like Joaquin Wilde or something like that? That like messed up, or was not like one of these guys. You got these like, you got these small, like, you know, guys that mess up these moonsaults sometimes. You got Dijak,
yeah.
6'8", and this guy does the cleanest moonsault. Him, you know, who's the best moonsaults? Him and Ivar, and they're both big guys.
Mm-hmm. Fun fact, Ivar trained Dijak, which is
makes sense.
Yeah, it does. I mean, great.
Makes sense why
greatness.
They're both elite in the ring.
Well, he also trained, going back to our AEW talk, he trained Mercedes Moné too. So look at that. Ivar can do it all. I mean, but yeah, Dijak has been so good. His character work is great. Joe Gacy has also carried his weight. I don't want to, you know, slouch on Joe Gacy, but the fish to fry here is Dijak and just how good he is. And just, he needs a push. He should be on the main roster. He should be fighting for titles. He should be at least fighting for titles or on the main roster. I mean, and the rumors are this guy's contract's up in the summer. He's somebody who they should be pushing to re-sign. You know, they've got Drew, Sheamus, Finn Balor, and Dijak from what I've seen. Those are all four contracts. They should really be pushing hard to make sure that they get, but Dijak is so important. And the guy's just great.
No, I agree. I mean, NXT actually is more fun for me to watch right now than Raw and SmackDown.
And you got, tell them why else.
Besides Dijak, you got probably the best tag team in the company. Which, once again, Braun is on the main roster now. The fact that Corbin isn't on the main roster is insane to me.
That's like a that should be like a war crime, to be honest. Like,
Baron Corbin is just seasoned vet, great in the ring, great on the mic, great charisma. He's got everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, him coming out on like the motorcycle for his, like, I mean this guy is just so cool. You know what I mean? And he's my favorite finisher of all time. End of Days is the best finisher of all time.
Well, and one of my favorite finishers of all time.
And him and Corbin and Braun, like, together, they're like the perfect tag team. Like Corbin's like Braun's intensity with Corbin's kind of like chilled, like, kind of like it just works.
It works.
Yeah.
The
Wolf Dogs. Shout out, dude. Oh. You want to get me excited? For WrestleMania, them versus Judgment Day would get me excited.
Yep.
Ooh, honestly, I'm way more excited for NXT Stand and Deliver, Corbin and Braun versus the Good Brothers than I am Judgment Day versus Awesome Truth. I'll tell you that.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's, come on, like, and I mean, shouts to Braun Breaker Spear. It's my favorite spear ever. Just his intensity, the way he does it, the way he breaks people in half with it, and just his like. Him getting all pumped up afterwards. And I also love his when he does like a back suplex thing into like a cutter.
Yeah.
He did a Frankensteiner off the top rope the other day. I'm like, what can't this guy do? Like they're just, you know, so thankfully at least we've got that going on. Other than that, you know, WWE's kind of got a,
oh, and also,
too,
I will
bit.
Say, shout out to Trick as well. Trick came back, so I'm really excited about him and Carmelo. Most likely, I Sit and Deliver. I'm thinking
that's your main event.
That match is
going to
be good. You know, Booker is. I know I mentioned it, but like Booker to Trick is like JR to Stone Cold.
that is you are spot on with that, dude.
So, yeah, I mean, definitely a lot of excitement in NXT, not so much on the main roster. Mm-hmm.
And they also, and NXT, just quick aside, has probably the best announce team with Vic and Booker. And they also have the best official too, Mr. Adrian Butler.
And shout out to your quote tweet from Mackenzie Mitchell as well. The best backstage announcer as well. I can't believe they got
absolutely
rid of her.
Absolutely. Well, shouts to her. I'm going to try and get to see her. She's doing a wrestling style musical, which will be something really cool. I'm going to try and see if I can get to one. That would be pretty cool. But yeah, shouts to Mackenzie and Vic, power couple.
So the last thing, real quick, I want to touch on before we kind of wrap this up is what are your thoughts on the Rock, Roman, Cody, and Seth, the whole Bloodline main event for WrestleMania? What do you think?
I am intrigued. I don't know where it's gonna go, to be honest. Like, I don't know who's taking the pin. And if Seth takes the pin, does that mean he's turning on Cody at WrestleMania, which I think would be pretty stupid, but I can see it happening.
Are you
I'm
excited
excited
for
for
the
it.
night one main event, the tag match, though? That's the question.
That's kind of, I really wish it was something else kind of in the place of that. I mean, listen, it's gonna be a spectacle, but it's
I
fine.
mean, I think the Bloodline rules thing is going to be kind of cool, because I mean, my guess is, I mean, obviously we're going to do a WrestleMania prediction show, but I'm assuming The Rock and Roman are going to win somehow, some way. Maybe it's not even by a pin. Maybe it's by, DQ or something like that, where nobody has to get pinned. But if they do a Bloodline rules match, it's going to be cool, because basically, Cody is going to have to overcome like the last remaining obstacles to win the title. So it's going to be a cool thing to see. Maybe get some like old school kind of Attitude Era vibes when everybody comes out at the end, is would be the hope. So it'll be good.
Everyone keeps saying it'll be, I know you're not a Marvel guy, but like at the end of like the Avengers Endgame when like everyone starts coming out to help them beat Thanos, that's what it's gonna be like for Cody. He'll have Jay, Seth. There's rumors John Cena might make an appearance. Stone Cold's been training. So with him and The Rock, you never quite know. But I think we're definitely getting Jay and Seth.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Yeah, but I mean,
You got anything else, or?
Just one, once again, very getting really, really pumped for WrestleMania. So, if those of you who are listening, if you guys see us, if you're there and you see us, come up and see us. We're gonna have some fun content there. We'll definitely be posting some live videos on all the socials. Unfortunately, well, we're not gonna be doing a podcast that weekend. Trying to get everything
No.
down there and everything. Yeah. So we'll keep everyone updated on all the socials and have all
Do I
that and.
got a short form videos?
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. And that would be the Twitter, especially the TikTok and YouTube shorts and reels at Tappin' Out Show. On Instagram, it's Tappin_Out Show. And one more quick thing we've been doing is 2K came out, man. I know Friday you were texting me being like, I need this day to end now because I need to hop on 2K.
And this game delivered, dude. Probably my favorite
Yeah.
wrestling game so far, man.
It's
That
so
game
much
is
fun.
if you haven't played it yet, highly recommend getting it. It's definitely a lot of fun.
Yeah, and we'll definitely have a little bit of 2K content on there. We'll be doing me, you, and Ames will be doing a GM mode or two. Have some fun with that.
And we will be before WrestleMania, we will be having a special video come out with me, Tim, and Amy. So definitely be on the lookout for that. I think you guys are really going to enjoy that. So,
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Hope you guys like drafts. That's all I gotta say. All
all right,
right.
man.
Anything else, Mar?
No, I'm good.
All right, cool. So yeah, guys, just check us out on all the socials. They'll be linked in the bio as well. And if you guys have any questions or have any suggestions for us to cover, shoot us an email at tappingoutshow@gmail.com. All right, everyone. So thank you all for listening. Have a good one.
Later.